Melting all my bitterness, O Lord, I receive your love. O Lord, your loveliness, changing all my unworthiness, O Lord, I receive your love. O Lord, I receive your love. May this love of the Father, love of the Son, and love of the Holy Spirit enfold all of us gathered here and continue to lead us to the full knowledge of the truth. May the word of God, which is light itself, become our lamp that guide our steps through this darkness of the valley of death. May this word of God enlighten us, bringing healings of every kind into our life, physical and spiritual healings. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You see, when you are driving on the highway, you see all kinds of road signs or traffic signs. Some are warning signs like narrow culvert or sharp turns or men at work. All of these are to help you to be on guard so that we don't cause unnecessary accidents. So to keep the road safe for all of us. The same thing goes with our spiritual journey to heaven. Remember, the second reading says that it is God's will that all of us be saved, that all men and women be saved. To be saved means that we go through this darkness, this valley of darkness, which is very, very unsafe, until we arrive at our permanent home in heaven. And that is the greatest gift God gives to mankind, eternal life. The greatest gift he gives to mankind is eternal life. So the church acts like a road sign. The mother church acts like a road sign for her children moving towards the eternal home. And on the road is so unsafe, spiritually unsafe. Now, the church continues to warn her children. One of the warnings is the one of today. It's about the danger of riches, the dangers of wealth. Remember, if you take the gospel of today and analyze it, it contains all. It contains all. You see, the wealth we have, the riches we have, they are God's gift to us. They are on loan. God loaned them to us to use for our pleasure, for our good. They do not belong to us, and we are supposed to put them into service. We are all stewards of God, just like, you know, unlike the steward of today in the gospel, unlike him. We are the stewards of God on earth, using all of these resources that God has placed at our disposal, you know, to get to heaven. Remember Jesus said there, make friends with this untrustworthy or dishonest wealth. You can call them dishonest wealth because sometimes they lead us astray. That's the danger today. Jesus said, make friends with them. Yes, God placed them at our disposal for us to make friends with them. Now, how do we make friends with them? We use them according to God's own plan for the world in service. They are to be used in service. We are not to exploit others. That is why at the beginning I said, we can wrongly acquire this wealth or this riches, and we can also badly use them. But Jesus is suggesting to you, acquire them well and use them wisely. If you use them wisely, it will help you, it will recommend you for heaven. They will plead for you at the gate of heaven. So make friends with them. They can become your enemy. They can become your enemy and will not lead you to eternal salvation when they are acquired wrongly or used wrongly. Just like in the first reading of today, you know, the wealthy in the kingdom of Samaria acquired them wrongly by exploiting the poor, the simple ones, you know, the vulnerable. And they also use them wrongly to enrich themselves. So God sent Amos, who was a shepherd in the southern part of Israel, the kingdom of Judah, to go and stop that nonsense, to go and talk and minister to the kings and these wealthy people who were becoming wealthy by day at the expense of the poor, the vulnerable ones. So Amos stood as a champion of social justice, defending the poor, encouraging justice on the land. So this world can lead us astray. They can also lead us to heaven, depending on how we use them, how we embrace them. They can become our gods. You know, because when you look at the world we live in today, it's a sophisticated one. There are all kinds of things clamoring for our attention. We have children, we have marriage, we have career, we have physical and emotional health. We have our iPhone, our smartphone, clamoring for our attention. We have all kinds of stuff on the social media, clamoring for our attention. Sometimes they can become our gods. They can become our God. We can begin to worship them. We can give more loyalty to them than to God. But all these possessions are supposed to be under our control by the guidance of the light of faith and common sense. They're supposed to be under our control. We can place them into service of God by serving our neighbor. Remember that worship is not just only when we come to church. We worship God day by day. We are supposed to worship our good actions, our being in service of God. We are worshiping God. You can worship God at home. You can worship God on the road. You can worship God at your place of work, or by disposing yourself well, by acting rightly. We are worshiping God. Because Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says it. He said, offer yourselves, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, pleasing, holy and pleasing to God, that your action is worship itself. Our coming here is just only because here is the beginning and the summit of all the worship we give to God. So those, your worship, are what the priest calls you. You know, during my said, pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours, you know, it's like all your worship during the week, all your services during the week, this is the summit of it. Bring them. Let's put them together, commingling with the worship of that Jesus gives to his Father. And then we all respond as we have to respond. So we worship God by being good people, by doing the right thing, by following the teachings of Jesus. Our daily actions become worship. You know, and so when you look at Jesus, he said you cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve both at the same time, because two of them take 24 hours, if you want to look at it. To serve wealth takes the whole of your lifetime, because there is so much, you become so absorbed in the task that even day and night, you are thinking about your money, thinking about your wealth, thinking of how to exploit, thinking about what to do with them. But so you become slave to them. But God is saying, become slave to me. But at the same time, we know that God does not want us to be his slave. Rather, he wants us to be his children. And to be God's children is to be in his service. And to be in his service is 24 hours thing. There can never be a time or a moment when you will say, at this moment, I'm not in God's service. It is a 24-hour thing. So it's something that is continuous, everywhere we are, not just only in the church, but outside the church. But for the people of Amos' time, their own service of God was just only in the church, and after the church, they go about their own thing and continue in their dishonest ways, because by that, you are not worshiping God.